with many crowns, a lamb upon his throne. How the heavenly anthem drunk all music but its own. Awake my soul and sing of him who died for me, and hail him as the matchless king through all eternity. Crown him the virgin son, the God incarnate born, whose arms those crimson trophies won, which now his brow adorn. Fruit of the mystic rose, as of the rose the stem, fruit with mercy ever flows, the Bethlehem. Crown him the Lord of love, his hands and side, rich wounds yet visible above, in beauty glorifies. In all the sky can fully bear that sight, but downward bends his wandering eye, as mystery so bright. Crown him the Lord of life, whose triumph o'er the grave, victorious in the strife, those he came to save. His glories now we sing, who died and rose on high, who died eternal life to bring, and lives that death may die. Crown him the Lord of heaven, in thrones and worlds above, King to whom is given the wondrous name of love. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to forgive us our sins. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this, your confession. I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Show me thy ways, O Lord, and teach me thy paths. Amen. It was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy on us. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Stir up, we beseech thee, thy power, O Lord, and come that by thy protection we may be rescued from all the threatenings and perils of our sins, and be saved by your mighty deliverance, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Amen. You ever had one of those mornings when nothing goes right? Our confession reading for this morning, the office of the keys and confession, as the head of the family should teach them in a simple way to his household. The office of the keys and confession. What is the office of the keys? It is the peculiar church power which gives or which Christ has given to the church here on earth, to forgive sins of the penitent sinners and to retain the sins of the impenitent as long as they do not repent. So far. This morning's Old Testament, Jeremiah 33. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will perform that good thing which I have promised unto the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days and at this time will I cause the branch of righteousness to grow up unto David, and he shall execute judgment in righteousness in the land. In those days shall Judah be saved, and Jerusalem shall dwell in safety. And this is the name whereby she shall be called, Lord, our righteousness. For thus saith the Lord, David shall never want a man to sit upon the throne of his house in Israel, and neither shall the priests of Levites want a man before me to offer burnt offerings, and to kindle meat offerings, and to do sacrifice continually. So far the Old Testament. This morning's epistle, Romans 13:11-14. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, in chambering and wantonness, nor in strife and envying. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provisions for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. So far, Romans. Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 1, verses 1 to 25. For as much as have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word, it seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus, that thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abi, and his wife was the daughter of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. They were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. And they had no children, because Elizabeth was barren. And they both were now stricken in the years. And it came to pass that while he was executing the priest's office before God, in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn the incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying outside at the time of the incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. And the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and your wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And when thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. And he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and therefore shall go before him in the spirit and the power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and to the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a person prepared for the Lord. And Zacharias said unto the angel, Whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is well stricken in years. And the angel answered and said unto him, I am Gabriel, I stand in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto thee, to show thee these glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt remain dumb, not able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not in my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. And the people waited for Zacharias, and they marveled that he tarried so long in the temple. And when he came out, he could not speak unto them, and they perceived that he must have had a vision in the temple, for he beckoned unto them, and he remained speechless. And it came to pass that soon as the day of his ministry were accomplished, he departed to his own house. And after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived and hid herself 5 months, saying, Thus hath the Lord dealt with me in the days of wherein he looked upon me and took away my reproach among men. So far, the gospel reading. We confess our faith according to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with our sermon hymn. Please be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. This morning's sermon theme is Believe It, and it's based upon the gospel reading that I just read a moment ago, and I would like to read one verse, verse 18. And Zacharias said unto the angel, This is after the angel told him that Elizabeth would have the gift of a baby son. And Zechariah said unto the angel, "Whereby shall I know this? I'm an old man, and my wife, she too is well stricken in years." So far, please be seated. The faith of Zacharias and Elizabeth in this morning's gospel illustrates once again the importance of our Christian faith. They are described as true worshipers of God. They had not been caught up in the dead legalism that had marked the religion of that time. Their way of life was a demonstration of their faith in God. The beauty of a genuine faith is seen in the change it makes in the entire person, the people who have it. You see, faith is not merely something that we hold in our mind, in our hearts. It affects our daily lives, how we act, how we think, how we live. But faith is nothing more than believing God's promises and trusting in them to be true. God's promise to us centers in his love and his mercy toward sinners, as it is revealed through Jesus Christ in the Holy Gospel. And because God's own Son became one with us, that is, in the flesh, took upon himself our load of sins, and suffered the punishment of sin for us, he now offers everyone a new life as his people. And we express and experience a complete change in our life. St. Paul tells us, when anyone is joined to Christ, he or she becomes a new creature, a new creation. The old is gone. The new has come. In other words, we actually become children of God. His Holy Spirit lives in us. We are made citizens of heaven. Obviously, this has to affect our daily life. And this new change will reflect in what we say and in what we do, how we think and how we act. The faith of the early Christian church was so affected, the Word of God in the early church so affected the lives of the early Christians that they were known for a love that they had toward each other and even toward their enemies. The beauty of such a faith is to be able to say with the Apostle Paul, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer me or I who live, but Christ who lives in me." But at the same time, and there's always these but at the same times, Faith must often bear up under a heavy burden, the burden of doubt. When I was writing this sermon, a passage in Scripture came to me, which is one of my favorites, very short, but here it is. "Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief." And I think we could all say that. At what should have been the high point of his life, Zacharias was stricken with doubt. He and Elizabeth were childless. And not to have a child at that time was considered to be a disgrace. And they were now past the age of having children. And then one day, while Zacharias was in the temple, the angel Gabriel appeared to him and told him that he and Elizabeth would have a son. And what should have been a moment of joy became a moment of stumbling, a moment of doubt. And as a result, Zacharias was made dumb. That is, he could not speak until his son was born. Now, our first reaction probably could be, how in the world could Zacharias question this promise when the angel Gabriel was standing right in front of him. How could he do that? But the more I thought about it, the more I realized that we would probably have done the very same thing. You see, doubt and unbelief are all too common. Arousing doubt is one of the devil's favorite tricks, and it works, doesn't it? Well, thank God, our faith depends on God's power, not ours. And this is so well demonstrated in the lives of Zacharias and Elizabeth, because not long after the angel's message was given, Elizabeth conceived a child, a son, a very special son, who would be the forerunner of Jesus Christ the Messiah, John the Baptist. This is an amazing story. Despite our many doubts, God still blesses. And yes, there are times that we do have our doubts, and we most certainly have our sins. And there are times when our faith is weak, and yet we pray with David in Psalm 25, O my God, in thee do I trust. Let me never be ashamed. And yes, recognizing our sins and weaknesses, we still do put our trust in God and in his grace. We may not always be faithful, but God is. He will bless and keep us in Christ. Just consider for a moment one of the many blessings that is ours through faith in Christ. Since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have peace with God. By faith in Christ and his blood shed for us, we had our sins forgiven and are made right and acceptable before our Heavenly Father. And even though sin is still with us, and we are constantly stumbling and slipping, we know that God is still our Heavenly Father and that he does love us. Perhaps the most comforting of all is the assurance that we are in our Lord's hands, knowing that in everything God works for good for those who love him, even if we can't see that good at that moment. So then, in these days of preparation for our Christmas celebration, let's make our preparation, including strengthening our faith through word and sacrament. God has spoken powerfully of his love in the gift of the child of Bethlehem, Jesus Christ. And through this Jesus flows the fullness of God's grace upon us. My dear friends in Christ, believe it. Amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us this very moment and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen. Clean heart, O God. And let us pray for our communicants. But first, I'm sure there are personal prayers that you would like to extend to the throne of God. Let's take a moment for those. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and to give rest unto their souls, we pray. Let us this morning experience your love. Keep us from impenitence and unbelief so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen. Amen. We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated. Please rise for the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God, who with thine only begotten Son and the Holy Ghost are one God and one Lord, and in the confession of the only true God, we worship the Trinity in person and the unity of substance and majesty coequal. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying,
Holy, 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 Lord God.
and earth are full of thy glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it. This cup is a new testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Thank you. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith by the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that was given into death for the forgiveness of our sins. Take a drink. This is the true blood of Christ. The very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. Beginning is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
We give thanks to thee, Almighty God, that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we beseech thee that of thy mercy, that you would strengthen us through our faith, the same in faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
Amen.
Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.